Thank you, brethren and sisters. We are grateful for your messages. After my concluding remarks, we will sing hymn number 3, Now Let Us Rejoice. Sister Julie Jackson of the Roy, Utah Midland Stake will offer the benediction, following which we will be adjourned. If we were to summarize what we hope will happen as a result of these treasured new church handbooks and these worldwide leadership training broadcasts, the summary would include these points. We follow the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ in all we do. Our objective is to increase individual faith in God, in His Son Jesus Christ, and in His gospel as restored in these latter days. The family is the most important unit of society, both here and hereafter. Our objective is to strengthen the family and enhance the progress of each family toward the exalting ordinances and covenants of the Holy Temple. As they qualify for eternal life, they qualify for the greatest of all gifts from God. Those families can be together forever. Bishops, we hope you will delegate better. Use your counselors, members of the ward council, priesthood and auxiliary leaders, and others as you are inspired to do. We hope that ward councils will achieve their divine potential. In this broadcast, we have seen brief videotaped examples of ward leaders from around the world serving in their callings. In the coming months, these and other resources will be available as part of a leadership training library. This library will be accessed via the internet at lds.org through the Serving in the Church section and from area presidencies on their respective area websites. This information will be translated initially into 11 languages. The purpose of these resources is to help local leaders learn, teach, and apply principles and policies from the handbook. We hope for simplification so that the time and resources of members of the church will be utilized with greater effectiveness. With our focus on strengthening families through the ordinances and covenants of the temple, this becomes a specific objective for our members. Help them to develop a testimony and a deep desire to serve and love God and our neighbors, our fellow human beings, our brothers and sisters. We hope that the beneficent power of the priesthood can reach every individual and every family in the church. We hope that those who hold the authority of the priesthood can grow in their use of that authority to the point that their authority can be exercised with the power and the compassion that the Lord intends. His hope is that every man might speak in the name of God the Lord, even the Savior of the world. We hope that each of us may feel the devotion to the Lord as expressed by Mormon when he proclaimed, "Behold, I am a disciple of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I have been called of him to declare his word among his people, that they might have everlasting life." End of quote. That is our ultimate hope for each of you, our beloved associates in this sacred work. I join with all who have participated today in our declaration that God lives, Jesus is the Christ, and this is His church. President Thomas S. Monson is His presiding apostle and prophet today. We so testify with our love and blessing for each of you. In the sacred name of Jesus Christ, amen.